Thank you, Monique, and thank you all for being here. Today I'd like to talk about a project that we're doing which examines the role of accelerated aging and the association between mortality and sociodemographic and behavioral characteristics. Before doing that, I'd like to thank the National Institute of Aging, which provided funding for this, and also state that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So as we all know, the risk of death and disease increased steadily over the lifespan, and this is thought to be due to the fact that the aging process leads to structural and functional declines in many of the body's tissues and cells, which then can translate into reduced ability to maintain homeostasis. And nevertheless, the degree of age-related decline depends on the exposure of biological stresses and innate coping ability, which can be genetic resiliency, and therefore there may be significant variations in the degree of age-related biological decline between individuals at a given chronological age. So as you can imagine, some people may have the same chronological age, but they may appear to be older or younger, either physically or in terms of their health. So because of this, chronological age may not always be the best predictor of the degree of age-related decline, and therefore a lot of research has gone into trying to discover what we call biomarkers of aging, which explain heterogeneity in terms of your susceptibility to disease and mortality. One biomarker of aging that's been studied is called biological age, which is a biomarker that actually uses many different measures of biomarkers of aging to coalesce into a single latent variable. And because it uses multiple measures, it is believed to account for the complexity of aging better than a single measure, while also providing a single variable that can be used as a predictor and outcome in biological of aging research. And one way of doing this is by comparing it to chronological age. So the study aims for this project were to first calculate biological age and then compare it to chronological age for individuals, and then to determine how sociodemographic behavioral factors are associated with discrepancies between chronological and biological age, and finally to examine whether these discrepancies are mediated by associations between examine whether the discrepancies mediate the association between sociodemographic behavioral factors and mortality. So our study sample first to calculate the biological age included subjects aged 30 to 89 from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Study, which took place between 1988 and 1994. However, our analytic sample for examining the relationships with mortality and sociodemographic characteristics was limited to subjects between the ages of 50 and 89 and included 5,584 subjects. Our measures included categories which we based on differences between biological and chronological age, as well as mortality, which is reported from the National Death Index up until 2006, which allowed for up to 18 years of follow-up. And I'd like to point out that we censored accidental and HIV deaths because we're predominantly interested in looking at age-related mortality. And then finally, we included sociodemographic and behavioral characteristics, such as race, ethnicity, education, smoking status, and BMI. So our biological aging measure was, the method we used to calculate it was first proposed by Comera and Duval in 2006. And in a paper that I have that's coming out in the Journals of Gerontology Biological Sciences, the measure was validated using mortality data, and it was found to predict mortality better than other biological aging methods and predict mortality significantly better than chronological age. It's based on 10 biomarkers, which includes CRP, serum creatinine, glycated hemoglobin, systolic blood pressure, albumin, cholesterol, cytomegalovirus, alkaline phosphatase, FEV, which is a measure of lung function, and urea nitrogen. There's actually 5 equations that go into this, but the one I've showed is the final equation. and it's the method is to derive the optimum biological age estimate by mathematically minimizing each biomarker point from a one-dimensional line determined by regression functions in the space of all biomarkers. And the difference between this method and other methods that are used is it actually incorporates chronological age into the equation, which is the CA, which is shown in the numerator. So after calculating biological age, we subtracted chronological age from it and created three categories. Accelerated agers, who had the high, which is the top 20%, and then typical agers, the middle 60, and decelerated agers, the bottom 20%. And we did this within each sex and chronological age group, so that we didn't differentially misclassify people on those two confounders. And because we did it by age and sex, we don't have specific cutoffs in the entire population, but it was about 3 plus or minus for accelerated and decelerated agers. And also for the means for accelerated agers, they were on average 7.5 years older biologically than they were chronologically. Typical agers were essentially the same biologically and chronologically, and decelerated agers were on average 5.5 years younger biologically. So in our analysis, we used multinomial logistic regression to first determine the influence of race, ethnicity, education, smoking, and BMI on being an accelerated or decelerated ager. And next, we used Koch proportional hazard models to investigate the mediating role of accelerated aging and decelerated aging on the association between all-cause mortality and race, ethnicity, education, smoking, and BMI. So this is showing the sociodemographic and behavioral characteristics by biological aging groups. And first, I'd just like to draw your attention. There are significant differences in race, ethnicity. In the decelerated agers, only 2% of them were non-Hispanic Black. However, in accelerated agers, it's 22%. Furthermore, only a quarter of decelerated agers were current smokers, whereas over 50% of accelerated agers are current smokers. There are also differences in education. 19% of decelerated agers had less than a high school degree, and 41% of accelerated agers. And also, I didn't highlight it, but if you look at having a college degree, 33% of decelerated agers have college degrees, whereas only 11% of accelerated agers. And finally, in terms of obesity, 13% of decelerated agers were considered obese by according to their BMI, and 41% of accelerated agers. So this is the multinomial logistic regression. The outcome variable are the three aging categories, with typical agers used as the reference group. So first, in terms of the likelihood of being an accelerated ager, being Black increased your likelihood by 2.5 times. Having less than a high school degree increased your likelihood by 50%. And being a current smoker increased the likelihood by about 80%, and being obese by about 50%. And when looking at the likelihood of being in the decelerated aging category, being Black and having less than a college education, being a current smoker, and being either overweight or obese all decrease the likelihood of being a decelerated ager relative to a typical ager. And these are our results from the Koch proportional hazard models. There's two models. The first one is not adjusted for the three aging categories, and that's the model shown in the pink. And our outcome here is mortality. So as you can see, when just looking at the pink bars, being Black, having lower education, being a smoker, all increased your risk of mortality over 18 years. And then when you add in the three aging categories, there's significant reductions in the amount of variability the ability of these to predict mortality. So for non-Hispanic Blacks, it essentially disappears and is zero. Also, for less than high school, there's a significant decrease, and for current smoking, there's a significant decrease. And also, you can see how much being an accelerated ager predicts your risk of mortality. So for our conclusions, we found that individuals who are non-Hispanic Black, have lower education, are current smokers, or who are obese are significantly more likely to have accelerated aging, and that the acceleration or deceleration of the aging process partially explains why certain subgroups of the population are at greater risk for mortality. So implications, we found that at-risk individuals may be able to be identified using these age rating categories, and this is particularly important if they are amenable to interventions. In the future, we would like to use more advanced biomarkers of aging in our equation. Right now, we are limited only to those that were included in the NHANES. And it also may be useful to examine age trajectories to see if they diverge or also if people can recover. And thank you.